AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in Surfside, Florida, telling people there the administration isn't going anywhere.
Well, there's going to be a lot of pain and anxiety and suffering and even need for psychological help.
The president is meeting with family members of the people missing after last week's condo building collapse. He also met with first responders.
No one fully appreciates what you're doing. I promise you, we know. What you're doing here is incredible.
For now, the search is on hold because of worries about the stability of the site. Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says the site is significantly compromised.
We did hear audible sounds, and they were searching for a female voice is what we heard for several hours, and eventually we didn't hear her voice anymore. We continued searching.
18 people have died in South Florida. 145 are missing. Democrats in Congress say a ruling by the Supreme Court today raises the sense of urgency to pass comprehensive voting rights legislation. The justices upheld voting regulations in Arizona on who can return early ballots for another person and the state's refusal to count ballots cast in wrong precincts, saying they are not racially discriminatory. The Biden administration is identifying 17 countries for not doing enough to combat human trafficking and warning them of potential sanctions. It's also calling out several allies and friends, including Israel, Norway, and Portugal, for backsliding in efforts to stop the practice. Toxic fumes and smoke from a burning former paper mill in northern Illinois that officials said believed it was long abandoned but actually contained massive amounts of lithium batteries prompted officials to extend an evacuation order into today for residents in that area. The House approved a sizable $715 billion transportation bill, a potential investment in roads, rail, public transit, and water that could serve as a marker in the negotiations for a bipartisan infrastructure package. This is AP News. Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos has chosen an early female aerospace pioneer to rocket into space with him in just 3 weeks. 82-year-old pilot Wally Funk was denied astronaut wings decades ago because of her gender.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I will say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Funk will join Bezos, his brother, and the winner of a charity auction as the first people to ride a new Shepard rocket, named for Mercury 7 astronaut Alan Shepard, the first American in space. A venomous snake, a zebra cobra, has been captured 2 days after it was spotted on the loose in a neighborhood in Raleigh, North Carolina. Officials warn anyone who saw the snake to stay away and call 911, saying it could spit and bite if cornered. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.